wondering if you say Iran is behind a flurry of emails sent to Democratic voters in multiple battleground states that appear to be aimed at intimidating them into voting for U.S. President Donald Trump. John Ratcliffe, the government's top intelligence official, says these actions are desperate attempts by desperate adversaries. Ratcliffe and FBI Director Chris Wray insisted the U.S. will impose costs on any foreign countries that interfere in the 2020 U.S. election and say the integrity of the election is still sound. The activities attributed to Iran mark a significant escalation at a time when most public election interference discussion has centered on Russia. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden, meanwhile, head into their final debate tonight before the November 3rd election. China on Thursday threatened retaliation over the U.S. sale of $1 billion worth of missiles to Taiwan. The U.S. State Department said Wednesday it had approved the sale of 135 air-to-ground missiles to Taiwan in a move Taipei's defense ministry said would build its combat capabilities. China's foreign ministry on Thursday accused the United States of violating agreements signed by Beijing and Washington in the 1970s, establishing diplomatic relations between the two governments. A ministry spokeswoman said that the sale is sending a very wrong signal to separatist forces advocating for Taiwan's independence. The ministry spokeswoman said, Democratic and self-ruled Taiwan fears it is under threat of invasion by China, whose leaders view the island as part of their territory. The current president of Taiwan views her nation as no part of a one-China plan. And for more details on this and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com.